Episode 9, Home Sweet Home.
Okay, I think I know where we're going.
Reassuring, as always.
Please, lead the way.
Gia, can we talk?
Yeah?
How are you feeling?
I'm okay, I think. Maybe I'm still processing it all.
Yeah, it's a lot to take in.
Yeah, there's just so much about my mum I didn't know. Maybe never will know. Like, when did she start wanting to set up her own bubble tea place? Was it always the plan and Spacebox was a stepping stone, or was it while she was there? I mean, wouldn't it be fucked up if it turned out Scarlet was actually the root cause of Bubble Burst?
This is all fucked up.
How are you feeling?
I'm just shocked. You know, I can't believe she lied to me all my life. Well, no, I definitely can believe it, but it still hurts.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry, too.
What for?
I just felt guilty.
You're not Scarlet. You never will be.
Thank God.
I just can't believe we knew each other when we were kids. I mean, look at us in this photo.
I don't remember it at all.
Am I that unmemorable?
We were like 3 years old.
I'm joking. It's insane, though. Like, we were friends back then, and here we are, what, 20 years later? Still friends. It's like
fate. Not that I believe in fate.
Of course not.
I just mean basic.
I know what you mean.
We're falling behind. We should probably catch up.
Beth sets quite the marching pace.
I'll race you.
You're on.
So slow.
Give them a break. Human legs are rather short.
Hasn't stopped Beth.
This is true.
I have gay power.
We were admiring the scenery.
It is quite delightful, isn't it? Nothing compared to my home planet, but quaint.
Doesn't really feel like the sort of place that, you know, Scarlet would live, does it?
I doubt anyone would think to look for her here.
And I doubt anyone here would have ever heard of her. It's like its own little world.
We're almost there!
Let's stop a while before we go to the house. Make a plan. We want to be as prepared as possible when we find her.
There should be a pub somewhere on this road.
Perfect.
Hi, table for five?
You're not locals. Sorry. I don't mean offence, we just don't get many visitors in these parts.
Oh, I actually grew up here. Thought maybe I'd come back.
Not sure you're missing much. Pleasure to meet you. I'm Georgie and I'll be your server for today. Can I get you any drinks?
Pints all round?
Beth, we shouldn't be drinking. We've got things to do.
I'll pay.
If you insist.
What is a pint?
About the only good thing to come out of the UK. Well, apart from me. We'll have 5 pints, please. Whatever's good on tap.
Of course. There's a table just around here if you'll follow me.
Thanks.
So, whereabouts are you from?
Station PL2900.
Oh, is that in this galaxy?
No, just a few over.
Always wanted to go to space, me.
It's pretty cool.
Beth is talking to a girl.
And I'm not flirting.
Maybe her mind's on someone else?
But no, pure Surrey born and raised I am. Not that that's a bad thing. Just might be nice to see the stars up close, you know.
Ooh, long time no see, darling.
Mum? What are you doing here?
What does it look like? Playing poker.
Is there a problem here?
Well, I was about to win this hand before I was interrupted.
Stay where you are. I'm armed.
A stun gun?
Do you want to find out?
Have you ordered?
What?
Drinks. Have you ordered drinks?
5 pints, wasn't it?
Make that 6, Georgie. Why don't you sit down whilst you wait? I think it's time we have a talk.
Hmm.
I assume Christine told you where to find me. She always did have a big mouth.
Don't talk about her like that.
Oh, how touching. A family bond.
Well, like you know much about that.
Ben, how are you doing?
Oh, fuck off.
Darling son, so rude.
Kids always are, aren't they? 6 pints of our house lager.
It's a good lager.
Since when do you drink beer? You always made me get you those fancy cocktails.
What can I say? Retirement changes you.
Retirement?
Well, what do you think I'm doing here? It's the quiet life for me.
Oh, pull the other one, it's got bells on it.
I'm serious. I've been ever so good. Tell them, Georgie.
She's our best customer. Though, barely anyone will play her at poker anymore. She's got a vicious double bluff.
I do love to win.
You never told me you had a boy.
Yes, well, I don't see much of him.
Then I wonder why that is. You lied to me all my life.
I didn't want you going back to Earth. It's too full of secrets. You were better off not knowing.
I hate you.
I've changed, darling. I'm becoming good.
Frankly, I don't think that's possible.
She volunteers at the charity shop and the food bank. A regular saint, your mum.
But you hate charity.
That was the old me.
What have you really been doing? Dr. Riddell, Zix, we know about that.
Yeah, I know you know, silly girl. Dr. Riddell phoned me up the moment you left his office and told me you'd been snooping. You weren't exactly subtle.
We saw what happened on Orion 5 as well.
Yes, very clever. The manager informed me of your visit. I figured Earth would be the next stop.
And you didn't try to stop us?
Why would I?
We're not here for a polite catch-up, Scarlet. We're here to take you back to the station and make you pay for everything you've done.
Oh, Adria, I have missed you. Tell me, how is it working at Bubble Burst? I imagine your salary isn't quite so satisfactory.
These are my friends. You know, they treat me like an actual person, not a servant. I choose them over working for you any day.
Aww.
To be fair, I choose a sewer rat over working for Scarlet.
Don't ruin the moment.
Sorry.
Oh, we had a nasty case of rats in here last winter. Caused havoc in the cellars. Go on. You were saying, you're going to make her pay for everything she's done.
That's right. You've got blood on your hands, Scarlet. How many sick workers? How many died?
I'll admit it. I've made mistakes.
Mistakes? You killed my mum, Scarlet.
Would you believe me if I told you I'm sorry?
No.
I thought so. Your mother was a lovely woman, Gia.
I wouldn't know, would I?
You are so like her.
You do remember I have a gun, right?
And I'm unarmed. It seems that you've won.
Yeah, it does. Right?
Yeah.
I think so.
Don't you want to know about the medication? What I've really been doing?
Oh, I can't stand your monologues.
Medication for the lung problems, right? Caused by your chemicals?
Yes and no. You see, it was initially developed to combat the lung issues specifically found in Spacebug's workers. It's been a work in progress for years. After all, a sick workforce is not profitable.
How overwhelmingly generous of you.
Indeed. Development was slow, so when I went into hiding, I decided to speed things up. I got your mother to invest in it, Beth. I admit, I had to guilt trip her into it.
You sent her that picture to remind her of Lyra. That's why she had it in her diary.
Yes. We also brought forward the stage 3 trials. Just a little.
You really learned nothing.
It was safe this time, Riddell assured me. With the new money, development sped up. But then, we had this realization. The drug showed effects on lung health in general. Chemical damage, but also tissue damage.
Can you just get to the point?
Riddell knew about you, Ben. About your unfortunate injury and its impact. He thought the drug could be altered to work on you.
I don't understand.
We changed tack. It doesn't work nearly so well for the workers. But I made the choice.
A choice?
Why do you think I let you come here, Ben? I have a gift for you.
This has been Burst, written and directed by Marina McCready. It was performed by Majola Akinyemi, Marina McCready, Beth Murray, James Rogers, Katrina Rose, and Thomas Rosenberg. This episode was edited by Emily Beck. Want to play against Scarlet's vicious double bluff? Like our page on Facebook or follow us on Instagram and Twitter for updates.